This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, folks. We're live and on location at the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota on campus today, because today is the first official full day that Mark Kennedy, the new president of UND, will be on the job. And we have a talk radio town hall with him next hour that we're looking forward to. So any questions for the new president of UND, get ready to get those in. Donald J. Trump is giving some hints as to who his vice presidential running mate might be. My question is, who do you want it to be? We're going to talk about that today on the program. We're going to tell you about the Center of Innovation at UND. They have a School of Entrepreneurship that is here as well, approved by the Board of Higher Ed back in 2014. And it is the second school in the country that is at a public university in the entire country that is that has done this kind of a program. So Dr. Tim O'Keefe is the executive director and chair, former chair of the MBA program, chair of the tech department of the College of Business. And so Ed Schaefer made this one of his priorities. We're going to talk with President Kennedy about entrepreneurship. I love the idea of a higher ed getting more involved in entrepreneurship. And that's what this center has been about for a long time. A vision of Bruce Jovig, who was the director here, and Tom Clifford, who was the president when it started. The legendary president of UND. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, too. Entrepreneurship and its role in educating tomorrow's leaders on campuses. So looking forward to that. Todd Mitchell, better known as Todd the Radio God Mitchell.
Yes, sir.
Engaged in a little activity that you heard some discussion about on the program, a stiletto race. Todd threw on a pair of I don't even know what stilettos are, but high heels is what I call them. Shoes no guy should ever wear, another thing I could call them. And actually had to be in like a race, right? So how'd it go? You survive? Right. Are your calves killing you, or what's going on?
I made it all the way to the finish line, which was more than I was expecting out of the whole thing. Of course, I had a walker to help me, and had I not had that walker, I'd have fallen flat on my face in five steps.
Whoa, back the truck up.
Yes.
Beep, beep, beep.
You had a walker?
Well,
as in you had to.
It's called being proactive, thinking, I'm going to fall on my face, so let me have something with which I can break that fall.
That's completely cheating. I've lost all respect for the.
I had permission.
Endeavor.
I asked, and they said, "Oh,
did everybody
do
this?"
Everybody who wanted to.
They wanted a walker.
In other words, I was the only one. Everybody else was brave enough, but. I also didn't have regulation heels, as I found out there. You have to have at least 4 inches, and mine were not quite four. I also reassured them I wouldn't actually be winning the race, so there would be no controversy about winning the trophy with irregulation heels. Is that a word?
Uh-huh.
So they let me in anyway. It was all about fundraising, so.
All right, well, you're right. It was about the cause, so I should probably lighten
right.
up a little bit here.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, if Scott Hannon would have put in, like Eugene Grainer did, and put in $2,000 and said, but you can't use a walker, then I'd have tried it without the walker. But
yeah, I would add some say. Good point. By the way, one other thing I wanted to mention before we get cranking on the program today, and I will give out the telephone numbers in just a moment. If you know them, start filling up those phone lines, because we want to get to it here. And my first question is, honestly, who would you like to see Donald Trump pick as a vice presidential running mate? We do have some hints now, partially because of his Twitter. What would I call it? Obsession? The guy is, he uses Twitter like a spokesperson, right? This guy's so efficient, he doesn't even need to hire people to say, here's what Mr. Trump thinks. He just puts it out on Twitter, which, by the way, I don't think is all bad, because he's communicating with you, millions of you, and he removes the filter of, media asking the question. So he's
whereas one person's deleting stuff off the internet, another person's adding it onto the internet. So
I didn't understand that. What?
Whereas one candidate is deleting everything off the internet as quickly as possible. One is adding everything onto the internet.
Yeah, very good point. And by the way, the FBI director, James Comey, is speaking in about an hour. Many think it will be about the Hillary Clinton investigation. She was questioned over the weekend for 3 hours. Of course, she's still in fantasy land because she said she was happy to participate to answer questions about the review. There is no review. The FBI doesn't do reviews. The FBI does criminal investigations. You can call it whatever you want. You can claim your innocence. That's fine. This is America. But you can't say it isn't what it is. But she's so good at this. And the sycophants that follow her in the media are unbelievable. Here's what Donald Trump said 2 hours ago on Twitter. It was great spending time with Joni Ernst yesterday. She's done a fantastic job for the people of Iowa and U.S. We'll see her again. Joni Ernst and Mike Pence are two new names that are emerging as potential nominees. He also talked about Mike Pence yesterday. Said, spent time with Indiana Governor Mike Pence and family. Very impressed, great people. Also yesterday said Senator Tom Cotton was great on Meet the Press yesterday. You know, so he's dropping some hints here. Newt Gingrich is in the mix. Now, if you don't know Joni Ernst, she's a senator from Iowa. She comes from a farm family. She, military veteran, ran a great campaign to claim that seat that was once held by Tom Harkin down there, back for Republicans in Iowa. Big, big deal. It was definitely a big deal. So, I have to tell you, that's intriguing. My hope has been that the pick would be someone that would help in the political landscape, if you will. In other words, Newt Gingrich, smart guy. Really smart. Great communicator. Knows Washington as a former Speaker of the House better than anybody. But isn't going to help pick up. He's from Georgia, right? He isn't going to be a pick where, like, one of the reasons I've liked John Kasich, and clearly that's not an option any longer, but because of Ohio. Or Marco Rubio because of Florida. Those aren't governing picks. Those are sort of, I need someone that can help me win that will be a decent VP, too. Joni Ernst, it seems to me, is going for maybe a political pick in the sense of fresh face, not tainted with, like Newt would be, years of Washington time, yet she's a senator, so while she might not have a lot of experience on the political front, she knows, you know, how the Senate works. A lot of people thought he needed a governing pick. You know, someone that has been there, done that, knows foreign policy, knows Washington, D.C. I don't know. What do you think? You tell me. Here's the telephone numbers. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And what else? Well, you could text Todd. He gets a little lonely if you don't text him. 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Brought to you today by the Center for a Secure, or the Coalition, rather, for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. That's secureenergyfuture.org. The telephone number. You don't need the telephone number. The website is what you need to find out more about them. But honestly, I'd like you to know the telephone number of elected leaders and let them know about the Coalition for Secure Energy Future. When you go there, you can put in your name and number, and they'll email every elected leader on your behalf to say, affordable energy is important to me. I don't like what's being done with the Clean Power Plan. Go to work on it and let them go to work. So check it out at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future online at secureenergyfuture.org. At secureenergyfuture.org. Checking out some headlines here. Some things in the news. One other issue I wanted to visit about today is fireworks. Is there a more widespread illegal use of a product than fireworks. Just blatantly out there. Right? Now, some people probably argue marijuana, right? Some people like to argue, oh, give it up, you're never going to win, why make it illegal? But fireworks, you're like, you're shooting it in the air, making a whole lot of noise with it. Is it time, at least maybe on the 4th, to say, you know, I saw some stuff over the weekend about some law enforcement agencies that basically say, we don't do anything, we don't enforce it. Time we get there after we get a call, whatever. So basically there is very tepid enforcement of the fireworks laws that do exist in communities where it's illegal. So maybe it's just time to say, who are we kidding? I mean, to me, it's either legal or it's not. And in this case, it's illegal, yet everybody does it, and law enforcement's looking the other way. So aren't we being a little crazy? I think it's a perfectly fine product, and it ought to be legal myself. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Springs Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your everyday made better, too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Hey, friends, I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell's here. Who should Donald Trump pick for his vice presidential nominee? That's what I want to know. Should fireworks be legal at least on July 4th? I want to know what you think. And I also want to know what's on Greg's mind. Greg's in Bismarck. I think it has something to do with a parade. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Hey.
Greg? Manny and Todd, either I've gone deaf or Greg isn't there. Oh, now I can. Hi, Greg.
There
how are you? Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you had a great fourth.
Fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. It was lots of family. Lots of family fun. The kids, our daughter Hannah, was on a pilgrimage to Rome, and she
right.
got back. She got back on Friday night late, so it was great to see her. And you know, it was fantastic. Yeah, no, let's see, Saturday night I guess she got back. So good to have all the the chickadees at home. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably more information than you needed, but thank you for asking. It was a great weekend.
Good. So I'm at the Mandan Parade yesterday, which is, you know, a big tradition in the Bismarck-Mandan area, and I'm cheering on the candidates. If I hadn't blown my knee out, I'd have been walking with Kevin Cramer. But here comes the Democrat float, and there's all their candidates, and prominently displayed on their vehicle is a Burgum Sanford sign in about three spots. And the Marvin Nelson sign was clearly handmade. And I got to thinking, you know, I've known Doug Burgum for a long time, and he's always been on the liberal side of Republican. He campaigns, now he's the conservative. And the Democrats seem to be wanting to endorse him more than their own candidate. I'm just curious, will the real Doug Burgum stand up? What are we going to see? He's clearly going to be the governor, and I'm going to vote for him. I'm a Republican first, and I will support him. But what are we really going to get? When is he going to really come out and tell us who he really is and what he's going to do? I'm
well, I think he would tell you if he were here that he just spent a lot of money and a lot of time doing just that, going to every town above 1,000 in population in the state of North Dakota, and going to town halls, going to debates, in campaign ads and flyers and everything else. So I think it's real easy, Greg, to set up a straw man to say, let me knock that down. But I'm guessing that's what he would do. Now, I would ask you, what leads you to believe? What leads you to believe that he is a Democrat or, as you said, a liberal Republican?
Well, because I've known him since the 80s, and he's always been on the liberal side of Republicanism. He wouldn't know me. I've known him. I don't walk in the circles where I am memorable. But my point is, what he says, I hope, is what he does. I'm just a little nervous. And but the only person.
But you've got to give me a little more than that, Greg. You got to cough up a little bit here. You've twice given a nice drive-by sort of swipe to say I've known him a long time and he's a liberal and da da da. Give me an example where he's liberal that you're saying is the exact opposite of where he's at now.
He's a Republican. I don't think he's been clearly pro-life all the time. I don't think many of his social standings are as conservative as I'd like to see him. I just, you know, maybe I can't put my finger on it. I just don't know what we're hearing is what we're going to get. And
well, let me say this.
A little concerned.
First of all, on the social issues, I think he'd agree with you. He talked about evolving on those and learning on those. And I played a part in probing a lot on those questions. And one time, you know, I don't think this was on the air, but it was something to the effect of, you know, the stuff you're asking me doesn't come up in meetings. I've been in meetings, you know, for 30 some years, and these questions don't get. And my point was, respectfully, Doug, that you're in a different arena now, right? And people are going to want to know, and they do know, and they asked him those questions a lot, okay? But to his credit, he didn't say stick it. I don't agree with you. He said, let me learn, let me form my own opinions, and he talked about evolving. I think we as social conservatives, we as pro-life North Dakotans need to respect and honor that. Honestly, we don't win if people don't evolve. We don't get our way in standing up for life from natural death to conception if we don't allow people to say, gosh, I've listened to you. I think you're right. I think I'm going to change. On the other stuff, I would tell you, I thought that about Doug, right? I've lived in the Valley for, you know, in 18 years in Grand Forks and, you know, darn near as much in Fargo in my time. And so I was an observer like you, you know, wasn't a friend or didn't consider myself a close person to Doug Bourbon, but watched him, saw him, respected him, interviewed him over the years many, many times. And I would have put him probably in that camp of leaning more to the liberal side, for sure on the social stuff and not really knowing on the other stuff. I saw a very different Doug Burgum, but that's what campaigns are for. I just assumed it, and maybe you have as well. But the nice thing is that's what campaigns are for. So you lay out a vision, and now we know. And as you say, hold him accountable to that. I couldn't agree with you on that anymore. Hold him accountable to what he campaigned on.
Well, I'll tell you what. My hope is that, like I said, there's no question about who I'm voting for in November. My hope is that about crossover, I'll be able to say, yep, he is what he says he was. That's my hope. And we'll just have to see, both of us. But I don't know. I just have this little clawing feeling in the back of my head that we're not seeing the true Doug Burgum yet. But you know what? He's certainly the best choice for governor that we have on the ballot.
Yeah, I think this has been it's been fascinating to watch. It really has. I mean, I think... Ed Schaefer said it like this. He said, I think Doug Burgum fell in love with North Dakota all over again. It's not like he didn't know North Dakota. I mean, he clearly immersed his love of North Dakota and everything he did at Microsoft, bringing people back in the Great Plains days and everything else, but sort of got a chance to meet a whole lot of people that he wouldn't otherwise have met as a candidate for governor, allowing him to fall in love with the people of North Dakota. And I think those people... when they have that kind of interaction, are pretty good. They're pretty good at keeping you between the lines, and I think that's what North Dakotans will do. And I think he'll be a great governor. I really do. And again, I said this before. I don't want to prejudge us. There's a race in November, but if the political winds blow as they have for a long time in this state, Doug Burgum will beat Marvin Nelson. We ought to have a good campaign. It'll make them both better. And Marvin Nelson a better senator and or governor if he should win and shock the world. Doug Burgum shocked the world. I don't think anybody anywhere would have told you that there'd be a 20-point win on election night for Doug Burgum over Wayne Stengem. No way, no how. So it can happen. But by most fair observations, he will be headed for that post. Thanks for the call, Greg. Enjoy the dialogue. Corey Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to call about fireworks. You asked if they were, if they should be legal or not. I want to say they should be illegal in town. I know they are right now. We went and watched the fireworks show at the Capitol. We weren't at the Capitol. We were at one of the city parks. Lots of little kids around. Some dorks showed up. They start shooting off fireworks. Some guy tells them to quit. This guy's using inappropriate language. You know, I got little kids. They shouldn't see any of that. They shouldn't be around.
Yeah, no,
it.
Hang on, Corey. Let's finish this. I'm coming up against the break. Hang tight. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio programs on the Northern Plains. And I got a listener that's asking me, hey, can you explain the ratings thing? I'm happy to. We'll give you a quick little run through on that in a minute here. One of the texts that came in, speaking of that. And we're also brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Really looking forward to the Cook Fest. They are so much fun. Mandaree, July 19 and July 21 in Stanley. The 20th, in between the 2 days, is a great event. It's a fundraiser, a nice charitable event for some habitat things for fish and wildlife all throughout North Dakota. North Dakota Oil Can Fishing Derby on the big water, headed down to Four Bears Casino, the marina there. So a lot of great things. And last time we talked to Tessa Sandstrom, there were still some teams available for the Fishing Derby, and there's kind of a who's who of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. It's a really neat thing, great fundraiser, and again, a charitable event, a lot of fun, as well as the two events. Really would encourage you, if you want to learn more about this industry, if you want to meet some folks, they have back and forward information sessions they'll be doing with all the experts, Lynn Helms and Kathy Nesset and Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, at each of the events in Mandaree and in Stanley. The thing's wonderful. And a lot of food, barbecue, like you can't believe, music, great local entertainment. Man, they're fun. So that's going to be here before you know it. Looking forward to it. Be up in Antler on July 12th, too, by the way. Really looking forward to that event for the North Dakota. That's actually for the Bottineau County Farm Bureau gathering, a little membership drive. I hope we have 300 North. They're going to set up for 300. I hope we have to have people sitting on tree stumps just to have a grand old time. Come up and join us. We'll have a great time. 5 to 7 big steak fry in Antler on the 12th of July. Okay. Where'd my fireworks guy go? Corey go? Okay, so, Corey, the only thing I was going to say about your concern on the fireworks not being legal in town, what you described was people who were not using the best behavior. And unfortunately, with or without fireworks, you're going to have people not using the best behavior. I would grant you it's a little more dangerous if they have a Roman candle in their hand. And, you know, what those guys were doing, and you described, hey, we're up at the Capitol, and they come up shooting off fireworks, and then, you know, they're drinking or whatever, and there's kids around. Bad news. Bad news. Wouldn't defend that on a bet. I'm just saying, look how much fireworks is used in places where it's supposedly illegal. That's almost like defying law enforcement. You know? I don't totally understand that. And I realize if you make it legal, people who are dumb are going to be dumber. So that's a challenge. But I respect law enforcement and what they do so much. And to me, if a legislature or a city council or a county commission says it's illegal, but then law enforcement can't possibly, where would they even begin? And in most places they outright say we don't do this. You're sort of making a mockery of the laws, aren't you? And the vast majority of it is used responsibly. And, you know, whether
it wasn't, whether it was legal or not, there's still going to be people that are going to be idiots about it. So that's my take. Let's see here. We had a call off here with a comment about one of the earlier callers. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Todd, Scott, when a politician like Doug Burgum tells us he's evolving, that's simply code for he's lying to get elected.
Okay, that's a viewpoint, very cynical viewpoint, but a viewpoint that easily can be monitored for its accuracy. So if Doug Burgum, the candidate, says I'm going to do A, B, C, and D, then Doug Burgum as governor doesn't do A, B, C, or D, you say, well, what about that? And then the people have a say. It would be political suicide to do what you suggest. All right? It really would. So, you know, in other words, I'm going to say all this stuff, and then when I get in office, I'm going to do just the opposite. I'm going to lie during the campaign, and then, come on. Now, will there be things you point to and say, why didn't that turn out exactly the way I wanted it? Of course, but you get in the middle of the process. It's easy from the cheap seats. It really is, folks. Engage. Chad and Dickinson, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, about the fireworks thing, I'm kind of a split between it. I understand, you know, both sides, how you said the places that it is illegal and the people are doing it anyway, they're breaking the law. But then you make it legal and take the scenario of fireworks aren't exactly safe and say I go to the city show and watch the fireworks and somebody's doing fireworks in their backyard, ends up in my yard or on my roof, starts my house on fire. Who is at fault for that? So.
Well, who, the person that did it,
question,
right?
Of, well, you got to prove it, though, then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, did it come from the other neighbor? Did it come from, you know, yeah, good point. But that's with any legal behavior. You have the same dilemma. I don't think that's a reason not to do it. My only point is, look, it's a joke. I mean, there's fireworks everywhere. Okay? In towns where city councils have said it's illegal. Here's the ordinance. Well, now, I don't like that we put law enforcement in that position of being able to say, sorry, there's no way we can do that.
No, that's true. But I guess I would lean on the side of make them legal, especially on the night of the 4th. So, thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another off-air call. Todd, go ahead and roll that one. 800-228-0550. It's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Last chance for calls. I want some of your suggestions on who ought to be the VP for Donald Trump, too. Get a few of those in here. Go ahead and roll it.
Yes, this is Artis calling from Elmont. I'd like to make a comment with regard to your last guest you had on Monday. He has written a book with regard to Donald Trump, and he made the statement that Donald Trump wasn't qualified to be president. And my question is this, what qualifications did Obama have? For heaven's sake, he was nothing more than a community organizer. He went to an obscure California college. He said he attended Columbia University, and to this day, no professor or student can recall having him in a class. He did attend Harvard University. We can't dispute that. But on the other hand, Donald Trump studied for 2 years at Fordham University in New York City. He transferred to the University of Pennsylvania and received his four-year degree. He also attended the Wharton School of Business. And all three of these colleges are very prestigious. He has built skyscrapers in New York City. He's a successful businessman creating jobs for hundreds of people. And he's not qualified to be president when all Barack Obama ever did was be a community organizer and some obscure senator from Illinois. But the only reason he was ever elected is because he's black and the American voter wanted to show the world how racially unbiased they were. How can a community organizer qualify you to be president when a man with Donald Trump's business experience doesn't qualify you? From my point of view, Barack Obama couldn't run a pay toilet and show a profit. Thank you.
Oh, my Lord, that's a priceless one, isn't it? I think actually Donald Trump should use that for his campaign commercials. You want more of the same than you want Donald Trump, who couldn't run a pay toilet and make a profit. Todd, there's not a lot to a pay toilet, so a person really should be able to make a profit there.
Yeah,
I don't see that as being a...
It should be able to happen.
Okay. All right, so the ratings thing. Somebody said, can you guys clarify on ratings? The idiot in Fargo claims he has the most listened to talk show. I don't know who he could possibly be talking about, but I can't decipher these things. He says, which is a joke. I have no doubt that you guys have a far bigger listening audience, but could you explain on the radio, please? First of all, the way the radio ratings work is you get a book that looks like, a Minneapolis phone book that has the ratings. And they're not quite that thick, but the point is everybody can find something where they say, hey, we're number one with midgets. You know, I mean, they can find some way to say they're number one. So first of all, when people say they're number one, be careful. How we've done it here is simply take the 9 to 11 slot live, the 7 to 9 p.m. slot where we're replayed on K-Fire, as well as, of course, KLTC's audience, KTGO's audience, AM 1100 The Flag, and 550 K-Fire both do the live 9 to 11 thing, as does KTGO, and say how many total listeners are there, okay? Whether they're red, blue, white, green, whether they're 12 years old or 120 years old, we don't care. How many total listeners are there from every walk? And by the way, we just do that in those four markets. So that's just surveying Bismarck Mandan, Fargo Moorhead, the county by county they call it for up in the KTGO region, and Dickinson, and tally them up. And we win that by a mile. Okay, as the most listened to talk show on the radio. We win it by a mile. It's not even close. Now, the reason it's not close, honestly, is K-Fire. K-Fire is the most listened to talk show, the most listened to station in the entire state of North Dakota. More people listen to K-Fire than anywhere. So we win it with K-Fire, and then we really put a whole bunch of gravy on top with the other stations as well, up and down in the valley and everything else. So that's where you go. Now, if you were to say in Fargo, does Scott Hannon have more listeners or Joel Heitkamp? It's close, actually, but KFGO has a little bit of a lead in that regard, just in Fargo, and also, a 70-year head start on us. So, the audience we're most utilizing in the conversations we have with our advertisers is what we would call a influential audience and a affluent audience. In other words, movers and shakers that are making big decisions every day, where do they listen? The show. People that have sums of money to invest, trying to find out what town's growing, what town's moving, where's things happening, they're listening here. So I'm most proud of the quality of our audience because of what I hear from people who call in every day and their knowledge and everything else, but also the affluent and the influential nature of it in addition to the sheer numbers. I hope that helps. Generally, never mind. I'm not going to say anything. It's a competitive game, so people say stuff and don't read too much into it. It's not a big deal. If he says that and helps him keep his job, great. That's okay because he's just doing what you do. You bluster a little bit there. That's fine. Hey Scott, what's the deadline for candidates to announce the VP selection? Says another texter. There is no real deadline because it generally is. I guess maybe they have to be on the ballot. I don't know, but it's always before the conventions, so that's when it happens. There. I'm kind of getting excited about this Joni Ernst thing myself. Another texter says Tom Cotton and Pence. Yes, Ernst sounds too much like of a politician when she speaks. No way to Newt or Christie. Alan West or Marsha Blackburn would be awesome as well. Alan West would be, wouldn't he? Unbelievable. Another texter, Craig Cobb for Trump's VP. I don't think that's serious. Yeah. And Scott.
I hope not.
Yeah, exactly. Scott, you're in fantasy land. Hillary Clinton volunteered for the FBI interview. Yeah. Pull this leg into place, jingle bells. She's under an FBI criminal investigation. She may have volunteered for the interview, but if she hadn't, she was going to be subpoenaed. That's how you do it in politics. My goodness. More coming up after this. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
North Dakotans are protected from secondhand smoke in public places. But where you live can be putting you at risk. If you live in an apartment and your neighbor smokes, it can travel through ventilation systems and even walls, putting you at higher risk of heart disease, cancer, and stroke. If your building isn't completely smoke-free, neither you nor your loved ones are protected from the dangers of secondhand smoke. For help making your building smoke-free, visit SmokeFreeHousingND.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We're visiting with Marshall Giordat from Valley Imports. Marshall's an Audi brand specialist, and man, does he love those cars.
We have pretty bad weather, and they have one of the most responsive all-wheel drive systems, and it's actually a permanent all-wheel drive system, so it's always active.
How do you help people find the right car for them?
Basically just asking questions, making sure the car has everything that they want in it.
How do you try to make all your customers feel special walking through the lot?
Everyone, you know, say hi to. Make sure that they've been talked to, trying to make a friend, not just sell them a car.
Marshall, you're from Walcott, not far from Kindred. Now you're starting to see some Audis rolling through there.
Yep, it's pretty cool, especially when you meet someone from that area and you're like, oh, and they don't realize that you work there. And then they see the car and a lot of them light up when they see it.
Visit Marshall and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Or call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
At the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They connect up North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. A 4-for-4 special all day, every day. Fantastic. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce soda. It's been my meal on the go many times. PetroServe USA. Just look for the red, white, and blue. We are at the Center for Innovation at the University of North Dakota. The CEO and entrepreneur coach of the Center for Innovation Foundation and the director of the Center for Innovation, Bruce Jovig, is here. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
I am doing well this morning.
And Tommy Canville is here. Tommy's a rainmaker with the center and also a UAS expert. Mr. Canville, nice to see you.
Hey, great to have you, Scott.
And thanks for the hospitality today, gentlemen. Glad to be able to, you know, we needed lots of high-tech stuff to do our a Facebook Live conversation with President Kennedy here in a few minutes. So thanks for having us.
We were very thankful to have our tech director was available.
Yeah, exactly. Got all the techies here. So we'll, by the way, if you want to watch that, you can either watch it archived later or watch it live. We'll have that and take your questions live. For
Travis is awesome.
President Kennedy of the University of North Dakota. I still have a hard time when I say President Kennedy.
I know.
Flash back to the 60s there. President Kennedy. You've got another President Kennedy, this one at UND. So tell me about the Center for Innovation. This has been a dream of yours, something you've built for many decades. Bruce, what is it?
August 1st, 1984, we launched it for innovation, entrepreneurship, and investment. And we're still doing that, but we've added, obviously, ecosystem. And that ecosystem includes the incubators here and cluster development like UAS. But our primary focus is promoting innovation, entrepreneurship, and venture development across the state of North Dakota, Northwest Minnesota, and engaging the students to do that in professional practice of entrepreneurship.
You know, innovation.
Innovation.
Is really entrepreneurship, right? You need entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
Every day they're innovating, right?
Right. Innovation tends to be the idea to marketplace, and then the entrepreneurship piece is how to make it into a viable business.
And so you're on a college campus. You're at the University of North Dakota.
Yes.
So how does a Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship meld with the academic world?
Two ways. Number one, every great business is built on talent. There's no better place to find talent than a university campus, right? That's just it. And the second thing is, we were the fourth entrepreneur outreach center in the nation. We were formed in 84, very early, watched this industry grow. And obviously, as our economy becomes more dependent on innovation and entrepreneurship, having those skills in your workforce is extremely important. People who do it for startups or work for startups or work for companies who want to grow is exceptionally important. So it's become also a real center of professional practice on campus.
And, you know, you're still innovating because I see you have a new school of entrepreneurship.
The second one in the nation, right after Oklahoma State was number one, we're number two.
Yeah, so what is that?
What it is a school, which is like a college, right, that's organized, but it is organized to do your majors, your minors, your certificates, the double major, all the way across campus. So you can take innovation entrepreneurship into engineering or aerospace or healthcare, the sciences, the arts, the nonprofits, wherever.
Wow. So that'd be like school law, now the school of entrepreneurship.
Now school of entrepreneurship, the same thing. And schools tend to be formed around professional practice.
And where before you obviously had the entrepreneurship piece, but they were doing it within other schools.
It was within the College of Business, right. And it really was sort of, to get a major there, you had to be a business major. This allows us to really expand across campus and multidisciplinary, which is really also the real value of entrepreneurship. When you marry something like engineering and entrepreneurship, that's really dynamic. Or aerospace and entrepreneurship, like for the U.S. industry. That's really where the future of our economy is, right?
Tommy, describe the place we're sitting in here. What happens here on any given day?
Well, it's very exciting, Scott. As you know, I'm a consultant here, and I'm an entrepreneur myself. And there's just so much energy around here and different energies from AgriData we have in this place to 20-plus UAS companies, some big like Northrop Grumman, some small startups like students that had an idea. And so it's very exciting. And what Bruce and I and the staff here try to do is, as all startups and all new businesses or all relocations need to be networked, need financing, whether it's bank or equity, need to help them grow. And so we enable them in a way to get their legs under them. And it's just very exciting to see all the new things. And
how is the UAS space changing things?
Well, it's going to be our newest tech industry, I think a big player in North Dakota. The state's done a great job supporting it to date. A lot of private equity's gone in. Grand Sky, who we're going to go out and look at after the radio show today, huge buildings going up with Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, other companies right near the boat right now. So we've done a really good teamwork with private, state, federal, all of North Dakota team is in, from the Codel out in D.C. to the local and Department of Commerce. So very exciting to work in North Dakota right now for this industry.
Yeah, it seems you're in a good spot, Bruce. You've watched a lot of these, sort of seasons evolve over the years,
right,
in higher ed in North Dakota, but you got Chancellor Hagerod coming out of the military space, talking a lot about cybersecurity.
Absolutely.
You've got a new president, Mark Kennedy, who can't talk about the UAS component here as well, and it seems like you're ready for the next level at UND.
I really believe we are, because it's, let's be honest, when we talk to UAS quite often, we get sort of, most people just visualize the platform, the plane, small or large, but really it's about the sensors, and that's engineering, you know, from all different sensors,
too, right?
And then the data,
yeah.
And which is, and cybersecurity with that data, and you know, and really, so it's really several industries sort of in a systems together. So it's a huge future. And as you know, precision agriculture was going that direction for years. The energy industry has been going that area, how to get more efficiency, better utilization. And part of that big data is all part of that. And these, and you know, this really, the sensors and the technology just allows us to do a better job in so many areas.
Fascinating.
Well, Scott, we're building an entire industry here, and what's really been fun is Lake Region, NDSU, School of Science, Northland Community, we're all in this industry, and we're kind of the glue.
And of course, the Grand Forks Air Force Base as well.
Yeah,
phenomenal. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the hospitality.
Glad you're here.
Look forward to other conversations. Always enjoy our trips up here. President Mark Kennedy in a talk radio town hall next, and your questions don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, the bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. By the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.